Good morning. Cryptosporidiosis, caused by the protozoan parasite Cryptosporidium, is a potentially serious gastrointestinal illness characterized by watery diarrhea, cramps, and fatigue. It can lead to life-threatening malabsorption in immunocompromised patients. The national annual incidence has risen approximately threefold since 2004, and cryptosporidiosis is the leading cause of reported recreational water outbreaks in the U.S. Numerous Cryptosporidium species have been identified, but C. hominis and C. parvum are by far the most commonly associated with human illness. Risk factors for infection vary by species. Humans are believed to be the only reservoir for C. hominis, and exposures are ultimately human-associated, while C. parvum exposures are often cattle-associated. Less is known about risk factors for other species, but often believed to primarily infect immunocompromised individuals. The majority of Cryptosporidium species are morphologically indistinguishable by traditional diagnostic tests, and molecular methods are necessary to distinguish species. However, as these tests are complex and resource-intensive, they are not routinely performed by most U.S. laboratories. Our objective was to examine the epidemiology of cases of cryptosporidiosis caused by species or genotypes other than C. hominis or C. parvum, hereafter referred to as rare species, in Minnesota from 2007 to 2016. Since 2006, clinical laboratories in Minnesota Since 2006, clinical laboratories in Minnesota have been required to submit positive Cryptosporidium specimens to the Minnesota Department of Public Health Laboratory. Genotyping is performed by PCR-RFLP. As illustrated on this slide, PCR products are digested with two enzymes, and the pattern determines the genotype. For instance, the identification of the two patterns designated by the arrows indicates the specimen is positive for C. felis. All cryptosporidiosis cases are routinely interviewed by MDH staff with a standard questionnaire about symptoms and exposure history, including water, animal, and other exposures of interest in the 14 days prior to illness onset. We examine the demographic and clinical characteristics of cases with rare Cryptosporidium species. We also examine the role of changing clinical laboratory diagnostics. Analyses were performed using SAS version 9.4. Statistical significance was accepted at p of less than 0.05. From 2007 to 2016, almost 2,800 stool samples positive for cryptosporidiosis at clinical labs were submitted to the state public health lab, of which two-thirds tested positive by PCR. Of those positive by PCR, 69% were C. parvum, 26% were C. hominis, and 5% were eight other rare species that I will focus the remainder of the presentation on. This graph shows the cases of cryptosporidiosis by species in Minnesota from 2007 to 2016. The yellow at the top represent the rare species. Of note, the dark blue listed as unknown are primarily specimens that were tested with a rapid antigen test at the clinical laboratory that we were subsequently unable to confirm at the state public health laboratory. In the 10 years, 97 cases of eight rare species of Cryptosporidium were identified from human specimens in Minnesota. C. ubiquitum was most frequently identified with 45 cases, followed by 25 cases of C. chipmunk genotype 1, 11 cases of C. felis, 8 cases of C. deer mouse genotype, and 5 cases of C. mellagretis. Single cases of C. canis, C. fiari, and C. horse genotype were also identified. Cases of rare species increased over 1,200% in the 10-year period, with a median of 7.5 cases identified annually, ranging from 3 to 38 cases. Similar to hominis and parvum cases, rare species showed a strong seasonality, with 85% of specimens collected during July to October. Overall, most demographic and illness characteristics of infections with rare species cases were similar to hominis and parvum cases. Cases with rare species appeared to have longer durations of illness. However, we were unable to calculate durations as 75% of cases were still symptomatic at the time of interview. This table shows the demographic and clinical characteristics of Cryptosporidium ubiquitum cases with hominis and parvum cases as a reference. Ubiquitum cases were similar to hominis cases in some ways. However, they were more likely to be female, younger, and immunocompromised. Despite recovering from diarrhea, one immunocompromised toddler diagnosed with ubiquitum continued to test positive for 6 months. Similar to hominis cases, ubiquitum cases were more likely to live in the Twin Cities metropolitan area. This table shows the demographic and clinical characteristics of Cryptosporidium chipmunk genotype 1 cases, again with hominis and parvum cases as a reference. They were mostly similar to hominis and parvum cases, however, chipmunk genotype 1 cases were less likely to be female. And finally, this table shows the demographic and clinical characteristics of felis cases, again with hominis and parvum cases as a reference. Felis cases were less likely to be female and more likely to be older, hospitalized, and immunocompromised. All Cryptosporidium felis cases lived outside the Twin Cities metropolitan area and rural areas of the state. Cats from 4 Cryptosporidium felis case households have been tested for Cryptosporidium. 3 cats from 2 households have tested positive for C. felis. All 3 of the positive cats were kept indoors only and had been with the families for at least 1 year prior to the case's onset of illness. One of the positive cats had a history of loose stools since being adopted and 2 weeks prior to the case's onset had intense diarrhea around the house. The other 2 cats were asymptomatic. Specimens identified as rare species at MDH were initially tested using a variety of methods at the clinical laboratory. Multiplex PCR was first used at a clinical laboratory in Minnesota for Cryptosporidium identification in late summer of 2015. In 2016, 45% of rare species were initially identified on multiplex PCR at the clinical laboratory. Furthermore, specimens tested using the multiplex PCR at the clinical laboratory were more likely to later be identified as a rare species at the MDH-PHL. Of specimens that tested positive by multiplex PCR at the clinical lab, 13.1% were later identified as rare species, compared to 4.7% for other test methods. 2 outbreaks due to rare species have been identified in Minnesota, an outbreak of Cryptosporidium ubiquitum and an outbreak of Cryptosporidium species genotype 1, both in the summer of 2016. Both outbreaks took place in treated swimming pools. While the original source was not identified, an unidentified ill swimmer was likely the source. In summary, the identification of rare species increased dramatically during the past 10 years in Minnesota. While not wholly responsible, the use of multiplex PCR panels appears to be escalating the increase. While the vast majority of rare cases were healthy individuals, immunocompromised individuals were more likely to be infected with a rare species than hominis or parvum. It is important to consider rare species of Cryptosporidium in immunocompromised individuals, especially those with ongoing diarrhea. We have been unable to identify how most Cryptosporidium cases infected with rare species are exposed, and our current interview forms focused on historical hominis and parvum risk factors may be inadequate. However, the 2 swimming pool outbreaks demonstrate that while we may not know how cases with these rare species are initially exposed, they are still able to transmit Cryptosporidium to others, individuals, and recommendations such as not swimming until 2 weeks following the resolution of illness are still important precautions that should be followed. This study illustrates the value of performing molecular characterization of Cryptosporidium specimens, which may better inform case follow-up. Thank you.